Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One place that could potentially be safe are beaches, if people social distance and wear masks when they're not swimming. Gus Avila is the president of the United States Life Saving Association. He's a retired lifeguard for California State Beaches in Southern California, and he's been thinking a lot about the additional safety measures for both lifeguards and the public. Gus, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Tanya.
So you were an ocean lifeguard for 34 years, and this weekend we saw our first full days of great weather and open beaches in over a month here in Southern California. What's your reaction to the openings?
Well, the reaction is one of excitement, because it's always exciting to get people on the beach and get the beaches open and have great weather, but also just some confusion and some trepidation because the rules are changing almost daily. So just the fact that there are no hard, fast rules right now, and we have to pay attention again to what the local officials are telling us and are telling the public.
One of the things I've been struck by in the role of lifeguards, many of them this weekend were also serving as social distancing police in a way, instructing people not to stand idle or get too close. When I'm thinking about that in the context of what lifeguards are there for as well, as to watch the water, what are some of your other biggest concerns for lifeguards as they get back to work?
Well, social distancing is a big one, but the major part of life-saving is also educating the public of how to remain safe, whether it's not to swim in an area where it's dangerous or there are rip currents. But now we have to remind them that they should be exercising social distancing, but at the same time, we still have to maintain a strong focus on the water safety aspects of the job.
Yeah. One thing we noticed is that your group is advising lifeguards not to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. What would they do, actually, instead if someone wasn't breathing?
Well, they could use a bag valve mask. It has a big bag on it that fills with air. You cover the mouth and the nose with it, and you forcefully squeeze the bag, and it'll allow you to push air into the airway. It's been a while since they recommended actual mouth-to-mouth resuscitation by the layperson. So if you come upon someone who needs help, who isn't breathing, you can start by giving compressions until someone shows up that has more advanced life support equipment available.
Your general advice for the public, if they want to go out and enjoy the beach and also sort of assist the lifeguards in their jobs based on their behavior?
The general advice would be make sure that you know the local rules. I'm from Southern California, but even in Southern California, there are different entities that run the different beaches. So the rules are a little bit different in every city or county. So you need to just be aware of what the rules are. And the lifeguards can help you by answering those questions for you. If the rules say that you have to keep moving and can't sit on the beach or can't congregate with your friends, then please obey the rules, because not obeying the rules takes the focus off of the safety of everyone involved, not just the persons that are visiting. The fact that if you live close enough to a body of water and you can go down there and follow the rules, but go for a walk, because nature's still out there. It's still beautiful. I try to get outside every day and get near the water or in the water. But if we can't, then I just have to wait until the opportunity where it does become available.
That's Gus Avila, president of the United States Life Saving Association. Gus, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Tanya.